AP News for Friday, April 10th. I'm Ben Thomas. Pakistan is hosting negotiations this weekend aimed at ending the Iran war. Vice President J.D. Vance is leading the U.S. team.
If the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith, we're certainly willing to extend the open hand. If they're going to try to play us, then they're going to find that the negotiating team is not that receptive.
Reporters asked President Trump what would constitute a good deal.
No nuclear weapon, number one. You know, I think it's already been regime change, but we never had that as a criterion. No nuclear weapon. That's 99% of us.
Spray the Hormuz as well.
Yeah, but that'll open up automatically. The answer is yes, but the strait will open up. If we just left, the strait's going to, otherwise they make no money.
Many issues could derail the truce, including Israel's offensive against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency claimed talks would not happen unless Israel stopped its attacks. Negotiations between Israel and Lebanon's government are expected to begin Tuesday. And Jennifer King reports it's mission accomplished for Artemis II.
Splashdown confirmed.
The Artemis II astronauts are back on Earth. Viewers at a watch party in San Diego broke into cheers as the capsule drifted down and four astronauts closed out a nearly 10-day trip around the moon and back.
We are stable one, four green crew members.
Reed Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Cook, and Jeremy Hansen back on Earth after a journey around the moon.
NASA commentator Rob Navius.
From the pages of Jules Verne to a modern-day mission to the moon, a new chapter of the exploration of our celestial neighbor is complete.
The crew broke a distance record and captured views of the moon never seen before by human eyes, as well as a solar eclipse. The flight suffered a few technical issues, valve problems, and a malfunctioning toilet. Officials say they will learn a lot from this mission as they prepare for Artemis III, which will test out in-space docking with commercial spacecraft. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. If the Pope follows hockey, would he root for the Flyers? Soccer Magani offers this.
Philadelphia hockey fans have faith their Flyers can make the NHL playoffs after some rooters scored big at the Vatican. On a family trip to Rome, Mike Hewlin brought a customized Flyers jersey with Pope Leo's name and 14 on the back. Getting it to the pontiff was a long shot, but as the Pope Mobile came by in St. Peter's Square, Hewlin's daughter-in-law, Valerie Jacoby, got the Pope's attention.
Pointed it at us, gave us a thumbs up. And in one quick motion, points at his security, who points at someone else and grabbed the jersey.
Husband Jesse Jeanette was stunned.
We just kept rewatching the videos like, can't believe that happened.
The Flyers started a three-game winning streak that night and have a one-point lead for the Eastern Conference's last playoff spot. I'm Sagar Meghani.
The latest through the weekend at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.